Yo, money. Money gonna get it. Gotta have it. Had some money, then I'm getting some more money. Then I'm spending all my money on other things, like not the podcast. And then I spend my money on the podcast. Wait, baby, it's a new season. Season 5.
Season 5? Are you out of your mind?
Do we take out the garbage we can send this? One test, two mics, a couple cats, just you and me, son, talking face to face. Oh yeah. Do we take out the garbage we can send the basement? One test, two mics, a couple cats, just you and me, son, talking face to face. Oh yeah.
Whoa.
Yep.
I'm not gassy.
Yeah, right. Not out of your mouth.
Gross.
Ew.
Girls don't fart.
What do they do?
They just hold it in forever and ever and ever.
And explode?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the main cause of death in women.
Is explosion from not farting?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
I don't know if you knew that.
Very sad. We should... I need...
You don't want to be around when it happens.
We need to address this problem.
Yeah.
Head on.
Mm-hmm.
Butt on.
Butt on. I don't... Okay.
Okay.
But you know what's real sad is that there's not enough funding for this issue.
There. Oh, yeah. I see what you did there. Har, 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 har. So, welcome. How many months has it been? Forever?
A lot.
A lot of months.
I don't remember the last podcast we did.
Yeah, it might have been this summer.
No.
Or maybe September at the latest.
I don't know. We'll have to look.
Yeah, we'll look. Well, in any case, welcome back.
Thank you. Welcome back to you.
Well, thank you.
And everyone else out there.
Yeah, this is After We Take Out the Garbage. It's a podcast.
Yeah, his name's David.
I'm Dave, and her name is Haley.
Yeah.
And we're married.
Shh.
Shh. Don't tell nobody.
Don't tell nobody.
It's a secret.
It's not really a secret.
No, we did it in front of people. I mean, we got married.
Like, no, we didn't.
We got married.
We're not that couple.
No, we got, yeah.
We got
see.
Married in front of people.
That's the...
We had several witnesses.
That's the one. That's the one. okay.
Anyways.
It's nice to be back. It's been a long time,
Weather
obviously.
Is better
Weather's
now.
Better. There's been a lot of changes. We can get to those later.
Yeah.
But right now, aptly, our topic is money.
Money, 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 money.
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 You know what song I heard today? And I was really excited. I put a CD in my car.
Oh, and it's not the song I was going to guess.
Oh, no. But you can tell me what you're going to guess.
Cardi B, Money.
Oh, no. I mean.
That's my theme song
for money.
When I need to
money.
Yeah.
What else does she say?
Money. I got bags in the coop, busting out the roof.
Bags in the coop.
Touch me, I'll shoot.
Money. Is it
shake your little ass? It's something like that.
All right.
All of her pajamas are leather.
That's I feel like that would not be comfortable.
No, she says it's something about being a freak. All her pajamas are leather.
Oh.
That's why.
I see.
Have you seen... I showed you that video. There's tits in that video. Like, real tits.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know what I mean. They might not be real.
Oh.
But they're, like, nipples.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, as
topless
in...
girls are in that video.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, yeah. You might... Yeah, I think you probably showed it. I don't
probably
know.
Did. I gotta show you the Please Me video. I love Cardi B. I don't care what anyone says. She, that girl's a fucking boss.
Well, you know. I mean, she does.
I hope she writes a book.
yeah.
She's fucking hilarious.
This is an official call. Cardi B, please write a book.
Oh, she will. She's gonna do it.
Do you think she would write... I feel like she'd have a ghostwriter.
She'd have to.
I mean, any... Like,
have
pop
you
star.
Have you seen any of her Instagram videos where she just goes on like these tangents of
no
oh man they're so good I love it I love every single one of them. My favorite says there was a series of her like there was a feud with Nicki Minaj for a while
oh
and She had like 10 videos.
That's crazy.
Of just her just like yelling at Nicki Minaj. It was great.
All right. So whenever you feel like you want to know if I've seen an Instagram post of Cardi B's, you can just assume that the answer is no, I haven't.
Right. Or if he has, it's because I've shown him.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. That makes sense.
You guys should check out her Instagram. It's entertaining. She posts a lot of other people's videos too, I like. A lot like of shares. Fan videos.
Oh, okay.
Of them like dancing to her music or singing or, you know, whatever.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's cool.
She likes her people.
Like your people. Mm-hmm. So, money. I think the first thing is...
money is green.
Do you like it? Do you like it or do you hate it?
No, I like money.
Yeah?
But I'm also like, oh, you know what else makes this podcast tonight like super relevant?
What?
The Powerball's tonight.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
The Powerball. So
I did not play because I don't care.
Yeah. I did. I entered a pool with my coworkers.
At work today, we were discussing the Powerball, and some university did a study on, they took a group of people that have all won the lottery, and then they took a group of people that had all become paraplegics,
okay,
like from an accident or something,
uh-huh,
and they just like followed them for like a year, and then at the end, they like tested their happiness, and the paraplegics were happier than the people that won the lottery.
Huh. And how to, I feel like measuring happiness is not an easy thing to do, I imagine, right?
But I'm sure they, you know, talk to the people and they probably ask them the same. We were just talking about it, so yeah. I don't know. Didn't see any. But they probably asked them all the same questions.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I could see that because when you win the lottery, like, all these people you didn't know just come out of the woodwork.
Oh, sure.
And they want money from you.
Yeah,
and
they expect.
Yeah. And I bet it's just.
It's.
Or you blow it all really fast and you're like, oh shit, now I don't have any money.
Yeah, probably in a lot of ways it's cracked up to be. I can't think of words anytime ever.
That's fine.
So
you don't need words on the podcast.
No, yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Overrated.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's what we were talking about for a short time today.
I could believe it. I mean, you think about it, money's actually, it helps to be able to survive. It just happens to be the thing that we use to represent what we can buy and how we can live. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's more of a representation of things rather than an actual indicator of happiness, or you know,
do you know anyone that's ever won the lottery?
I had an aunt have some winnings.
How much?
Like maybe tens of thousands of dollars.
I knew a person who won the like $500 a week for 20 years lottery.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
She took the lump sum, though.
What?
Which she lost like 400 grand taking the lump sum. I think she got like 200 grand.
$500 a week?
Yeah.
Damn. That's awesome.
I know. Like,
I can't believe it.
And she was a veteran.
Okay.
She had 5 kids.
Yeah.
And she was a single mom, and she could have used that money, like, but she took the lump sum, and she bought a house,
okay,
like a big decent house. That's
sure.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, she bought a Camaro,
okay,
which I think we ended up repoing.
Oh,
and all these people just came out of the woodwork, and she gave the rest of her money away to
just
relatives that she had no idea existed.
Well, that's
like, she probably blew the money in like 2 months.
Yeah, that's not a good way to go about it, I feel like.
Yeah, no, it was horrible.
Do you feel like you have more money now than you've like for yourself than you ever have in your life?
Yeah, actually.
Me too.
And you want to know what has caused that? Losing my job.
That's crazy.
Losing my job has given me more money than I've ever had.
That's for severance?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and honestly, changing jobs for me has given me more money, money than I've ever had.
But I just find it like crazy because, you know, I mean, luckily I was only out of work for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, I mean, not like fucking rolling in it, but now I have a savings account.
Here's the thing. So, you know, some of the money that I got after quitting my previous job, I plan on investing, partly in a dividend stock and partly in, so I have a retirement fund. So I'll say that first, but which I contribute to regularly. So I also want to, invest in a dividend stock. And then I also want to invest in some pot stock. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that I feel like I know these two people that you should talk to about that because they've done it.
Yeah. Okay.
Already. I'm not going to say who it is.
Yeah.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
But that's all they talk about.
Yeah.
All the
time. But you figure.
But that's fine.
It's going to blow up, right?
It's going to blow up, but you got to do it before.
Yeah, it does.
Because it's going to happen soon.
I'm like ready now.
Yeah. I also want to point out, because I feel like we keep saying I have more money and my money. David and I have separate bank accounts.
Yeah, that's not, I would say that's not atypical, but I don't think it's the norm for sure.
It's definitely not the norm.
Yeah.
It works for us though.
Yeah.
Separate money.
Separate money. We split up the bills between the two of us.
Split up the bills.
I'd say pretty.
Yeah, it works.
Evenly.
And then otherwise, we don't ask each other for money. We do not have a shared bank account.
No. Sometimes I pay for stuff. Sometimes you pay for stuff.
Yeah. I think we have a really good balance. And it's worked for us.
Yeah.
For a very, very long time.
Yeah. Since we started dating or living together. I mean, usually I suppose that's when you get.
Yeah. Sometimes when I tell people that we don't share money, they look at me like I'm fucking insane.
I believe it.
But I usually bring it up when it's usually a girlfriend of mine is saying that she has to ask permission to buy something.
That's crazy. I don't think that's right. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's messed up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, does he ask permission to buy things? Right. And usually they say no. Yeah. And I'm like, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Because you work a full-time job and so do they.
Yeah.
Why are they controlling all your money? It doesn't make sense to me.
No, but it doesn't.
To each their own. I mean, if it works for you, fine. Yeah. But, I mean, if I want to go out and buy a whole bunch of mattresses, which I've done in the last month, I'm going to do it because it's my money.
Yeah. By the way, if you're thinking about getting an online mattress.
Don't.
Well, at least find out if you know someone who has one and try it out for a little bit first.
Because that's a good idea.
It's not. In our experience, recent experience, it's not all it's cracked up to be. Yeah. So I remember this time.
There you go. Yeah, no, it's not. But if anyone would like to come and try a Nectar mattress, we have one. It's going to be in our guest room and we're not going to sleep on it because it's terrible.
Yeah.
Sorry, I meant to say Nectared.
Nectared.
Yeah.
Nectared. Change your name.
Nectared.
Hey, before we go any farther, I'm kind of thirsty.
Yeah.
You? All right.
Will be good for the gut because it has ginger in it.
Yep. And did you now can you smell it? Like now that it's poured and whatnot?
Yeah. I mean, I could smell it before.
Okay.
It smells like beer and ginger, but not ginger beer.
I feel like it smells a little funkier than your typical, you know, typical whatever ginger beer or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well. All right.
I don't know, should we try it? I'm scared because every time I've had a ginger beer with ginger in it, it tastes like Pine Sol. So I'm scared.
All right, this is what I'm going to do. So you're going to go ahead and start drinking. I'll tell people what it is that we're drinking exactly.
Okay. So, it has a head like soda. You know, like when you pour soda?
Yeah, it's
like root beer.
Super carbonated.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Lindeman's authentic lambic beer, ginger. I don't know if you call it a goose. It's G-U-E-U-Z-E. So whatever you want to call that, it's lambic. But it's a Belgian beer from Belgium. So you can figure it's pretty funky anyways. Looks like you really like it.
Tastes like carbonated Pine Sol.
Oh, okay. So the Pine Sol still holds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, it's like bubbly, like champagne.
Oh, it is very champagne-y.
Yeah.
With a little hint of that Belgian yeast funk.
Yeah.
Or like a wild yeast.
This better be good for my gut.
It's, well, I mean, it'll make you poop.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, because I don't like champagne because of the bubbles.
It's a, yeah.
See, because it makes me burp really bad, like instantly.
That's really, yeah, I mean, it makes sense, you know.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's, whatever. I've had worse Pine Sol beers.
Like
I might be able to finish this. I'll make a face the whole time.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
It's nice and clear. It's got a good bright color.
Yep.
But yeah, it's like the head on it is just like soda.
Yeah.
Not like a beer head.
No, it's definitely not your typical beer head. Anyways, okay. Good beer to me, bad beer to you.
I don't know if the word bad is. Unpleasant.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah. So if you like ginger, you might like it.
Yeah.
But I don't really get ginger. I get Pine Sol.
Yeah, I don't know that I necessarily get ginger either.
Yeah, I don't.
But go out and try it for yourselves. Don't take it from me.
It's a pretty bottle.
Yeah.
We're still going to throw it away. I mean, the bottle. Like, we're not going to, like, save it.
Yeah. No, I don't like to save our bottles in general.
I only save them if, like, the label is super cool.
Hmm.
That's it. Like, we saved the Sriracha beer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Stone Rogue.
Rogue, yep.
Yeah, so we saved that bottle because it looked like a bottle of Sriracha. It's a cool bottle.
Some of those beers, I think, they're just a little too special. Like Microphone, some of their beers are a little too
crazy. Experimental.
Yeah.
They're either like really hit or really miss.
Yeah, yep.
They keep me on my toes, though. I want to go back.
Yeah.
And keep having
these.
I mean, I feel like it's all about the adventure of going to Microphone.
Yeah. No, I like it. And in general, I'll keep going there. It's so close to where I work too, anyways.
I mean, it's, whereas there's like some breweries we went to where I'm like, I have no interest in ever going back.
Yeah. Which, anyone in particular?
I'm trying to think.
I would say, what was the place that we went to at the Dunes in Michigan? There's a winery.
Oh, Love Winery.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was.
I remember that because I don't.
It was
just because it's the word
nice
love.
That they had it there. Ludington.
Oh, in Ludington, yeah.
However, yeah, it wasn't. It didn't impress me very much.
Yeah. No, it wasn't very good.
Yeah, but it was cool. I mean, if I lived there, I would go there.
Yeah. I guess might go there. It was a little weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
But whatever.
What else? Money. Money, money.
Money. Money.
Money.
It's the root of all evil.
It is the root of all evil. But think about it. If there were no money, if there were no cash or credit or anything, we'd be back to the barter system, and that wouldn't make sense. That would be worse than what we have now.
It would be.
Right? So I guess overall it makes sense. You know, econ. You take econ?
Yeah, I don't really remember it.
Okay.
My econ teacher had all these Vietnam flashbacks, like once a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
he was a cool guy, but you kind of like, no, he was like a nice guy and like I'm friends with him on Facebook, but okay. It was more like you weren't listening. You were just like waiting for something to trigger.
Oh, really?
And you wanted to be prepared.
Oh, that's
it was
crazy.
More like you were sitting on the edge of your seat. Yeah. I mean, like if someone dropped a book out of their locker in the hallway.
Oh, he'd freak out.
He'd freak out. That's he so crazy. Also thought he was abducted by aliens.
If that's for real?
Yeah. And he'd talk about it all the time.
Well, that's, that's classic econ.
Yeah. You know, one ams.
I would say money, I don't know. Because in your life, okay, so you think about people who are on their deathbeds, right? They're not going to, no one's going to say, oh, I wish I would have made more money, or I wish I would have worked for more money or something. You know, like, it's more of, you know, I wish I would have done more. I wish I would have gone more places. I wish I would have seen more people or something like that. You know what I mean?
It's never, yeah.
It's never
money
related. Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, which I guess goes back to the idea of money sort of represents other things, you know, and I suppose maybe it's just who you are, that it depends on what it represents. Cause I mean, to some people it represents status.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
To some people, I suppose it represents, a means to a certain end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a house or something like that.
Right.
To some people, I don't know, it means nothing. You think about Portland, there's a lot of, like, homelessness is sort of a lifestyle for some people.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well.
But, yeah. There are, like, some people that, did you say, like, status? Did you say that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because definitely in, like, the business that I'm in, I see a lot of people that they don't make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, they barely making money to get by. Okay, so here's an example. So, yeah, I work for a company that works with people that don't have good credit. And usually they're working almost minimum wage, you know, maybe $10 an hour. You know, they're not making a lot to support their families. But every Christmas, we would always have, like, a customer appreciation drawing. Mm-hmm. And we'd give, like, a 42-inch TV away.
Oh, okay.
And usually people are like, yeah, I want that TV. Because who doesn't want a free TV?
Sure.
Who cares?
Yeah.
But I remember talking to this one girl once. And she was like, ooh, you guys are giving away a TV. And we're like, yeah, fill out the form. And, you know, we're going to pull a name in a few weeks. And she's like, how big is it? And then it was, like, sitting on a table.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, we think it's like 42, 43 inch or something like that. She goes, oh, no, that's too small. She's
damn.
Like, I have 9 TVs and they're all 60 inch or bigger.
What the fuck?
And I'm like, but you are 30 days late on your car payment right now. Like, we had to call you 12 times this week just to get you to call us back to come in here to make half your payment that you're making right now.
Yeah, some people.
But yet you have 9 60-inch or bigger TVs in your house.
I mean, you gotta... I mean, money, it sucks to have to, I don't know,
like
shell out so much, but you gotta fucking be responsible.
You gotta
for
have
yourself.
Priorities. You
gotta have priorities.
And a lot of people, that their priority is looking like you have money when you don't.
Yeah. Yeah, that... Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly that.
And that is always... Maybe that's why the attitude I have towards money has always, you know, because of the line of work that I've been in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Where it's like, you got to pay your house, got to pay your car, got to pay your bills. Mm-hmm. And then
everything else.
And then everything else comes later, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get that. I want to say I've been like that. I mean, I've been pretty lucky in how my situation not being too dire ever.
Right. I mean, we're not rolling in it.
No. I would say there have been times when I've been, like,
Stretching it.
Like, you know, definitely. I would say paycheck to paycheck, but, like, when I was going back to school,
mm-hmm.
it was more like, I hope I can make it through the month.
Right.
Yeah.
Or even, when you went back to school and we were pretty much living on just my income and...
Yeah.
I had to become full-time. I was only part-time before that.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. But now I make the money. Make more money than you.
Yeah. Just rub it in.
Well, I mean, but...
I'm kidding.
I mean, because of you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And you paid for our smoothies tonight.
I did. Yeah.
You almost paid for the makeup I needed to buy. But I didn't let you.
Oh, I don't mind.
Because my debit card's broken.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for a new one.
I bought my baby makeup.
Thanks. It's because he thinks I'm ugly.
Oh, by the way, I went to Marshall's the other day to look at those shoelaces.
Yeah, which was a weird thing. That was a weird place to go for shoelaces.
Well, the only reason why I thought of it, I was like, well, they're cheap and they kind of have like just a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, if they don't have anything, I just pop down to Shoe Carnival. They should have something, which they didn't.
Neither did I stopped at Famous Footwear.
Yeah.
And they didn't have anything either. They had like neon colored.
Yeah.
That's all they had were like neon green, neon pink, neon orange. I'm like, who the fuck is buying these?
You have like 90% teenage girls.
You only got like K-pop groups coming in here.
Well, anyways, so I went there. I went to Marshall's and I just happened to be browsing, I was over in the men's department, but they had like cheap cologne there.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I thought it was pretty decent, but I didn't want to make a decision without you checking it out too. Mm,
that's a good idea. I'm the one that has to smell you.
Well, yeah. But we should go there sometime because I've been meaning to get some cologne, but all the cologne out there is expensive.
It's so expensive. So is perfume.
Yeah. Do you have actual perfume?
Yes.
You do.
And luckily I found one that's not that expensive, but the one I really want is $135 for a 2-ounce bottle.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Damn.
It's insane, but I'm obsessed with it.
So you use it like twice a year?
I have a sample, and I probably use it, like twice a year. I've only had it maybe like a few months, but like I'm saving it.
Well, that may, I mean.
Yeah. Otherwise, my perfume I have now is $50 for a decent, actually for a really big bottle.
Is that a body spray?
No, it's an actual perfume.
Oh, I see. But you usually use just a body spray.
Yes, for every day. I just use a body spray. It's called Warm and Cozy. It's from Victoria's Secret Pink. It smells like cotton candy.
I used to use a body spray Axe, but you really didn't like it.
No.
Yeah. What?
You don't need cologne, though. That's the thing, is I don't think you need it.
Sometimes I think I stink.
I let you know when you stink.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, you're going to spray it on your feet?
No, I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Sorry, I got a burp and it's not coming out. That was sad.
Well, holy Jeebus, it's almost time to feed the cats. Did you know that? Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow, that means it's almost 8 o'clock.
Yeah, actually, it's after.
What?
I know. Why? Where did the time go?
$5.99? Are you out of your mind?
Well, let's really enthrall the listeners. What are we going to have for dinner tonight?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Cat food?
Depends on how much money we want to spend.
Oh, shit.
Or we'll eat cat food.
That's the thing.
But our fucking cat food's expensive.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, guys. All of our money goes towards these cats.
Pretty much.
And I gotta take him to the vet in a couple weeks.
Yep.
Fuck.
Dude, all right. So, is this okay? Because we're a couple, right? So, two of us to. excuse me.
Whoa! Settle it.
The two of us, right, to eat. It. And I say with any couple, it's harder to figure out what you're gonna make for a meal for two people, especially when. Like, you're kind of picky, and then I have restrictions on my diet. But, you know, we spend more than the average couple or family.
Yes.
At least per person on food. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would.
Yeah. That's the thing that sucks, I think.
We need help in the food making department. For something that's going to satisfy both of us.
Yeah.
And also be cost conscious.
Yeah.
It's not... Because sometimes I feel like the things we make at home, I'm like, seriously, we could have just gone out to eat.
Yeah.
For the same fucking price.
Right. No, you're right. And that's the way it is, you know, for even for those what is that, Plate Joy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you guys are not familiar with Plate Joy, it's meal planning like service where they give you all your meals for the week and they give you a grocery list. But it tells you exactly how much, like what to buy and exactly how much, so you don't have any waste. And it's cheap. It comes out to be like $10 a month. But so it's kind of like one of those HelloFresh boxes, but instead you're going to the grocery store as opposed to getting a box on your doorstep.
Which I think is actually, it's kind of nice. For what would you say the price is?
It comes out, you have to pay for like a subscription.
Uh-huh.
So I think if you do 6 months, it's $60.
Okay.
And then if you do like 12 months, it gets cheaper and cheaper the more money you spend, really, like in the long run. But
I think
I didn't like the recipes they were giving us, though.
Oh, I see.
So I stopped it.
If I liked everything that they had, I think the system is really good because they just decide things for you. You have a grocery list that you can.
It's a good idea. I think it would be. Bye.
No, go ahead.
No? Okay. I think it's a better system for families that eat meat.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Whereas opposed to, because if I'm cooking, I'm not cooking meat.
Right.
So I feel like their recipes were a lot of quinoa and lentils. And it's like, I can't eat quinoa and lentils.
Yeah, I don't like lentils.
And I don't like quinoa.
So that doesn't work.
So at least I don't know if I like quinoa. Every time I've had it, I have not really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I just don't think I've had it prepared well. So I don't know. Lentils, I think, are okay. They're all right.
Is there any crazy news that since being the first first episode of season 5, is there anything big you'd like to say to the people? I mean, I'm not saying that there is something, but...
Well, just that we did both start new jobs.
We both started new jobs, yeah.
We got a new mattress. Hated it.
Yeah.
Bought another new mattress. We don't have it yet. It's coming in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But we're really excited about it.
Yeah.
Cut my hair.
You cut your hair.
What else?
I'm getting fat.
We're both getting fat.
Mm.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
We're old. We can get fat now.
I've been recording my band, Year of Meteors.
That's why we haven't been doing this.
That, and I've been trying to get that talk show going.
Oh, yeah. Dave's going to do a talk show with people.
Yeah. With Teddy G from On the Spot, Raven Johnson from Retro, 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 and some of our other friends, Stacy and Evan. I don't know.
Okay. I'm not involved in this out of choice.
Yeah. You were invited, but...
Yeah. I might be a little involved if I decide to be, but for the most part, I'm not involved. I just don't have the energy for it. I got a Cricut machine. I'm making things with my Cricut machine.
Y'all want something?
I can make t-shirts or I can put something on a mug for you. My boss uses the mug I made him every day. It says, "No one listens to me until I fart." He uses it every day. And I made your sister a shirt.
Yeah. That and my mommy.
I'm talking about your sister's shirt now. Your sister's shirt has Ruth Bader Ginsburg, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I was like, I'm going to mix up her name. But it has her picture on it and then it says, "Speak the Ruth."
Yes.
Instead of the truth. Get it? Speak the Ruth. And then I made your mom a Hamilton shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we went and saw Hamilton. Have we done a podcast since Hamilton?
I don't think so.
Let's next time we're talking about Hamilton.
Sure.
Full 2-hour podcast.
Okay. 2 hours.
Jeez. Yeah, it's going to be a 4-parter. Yeah, Dave's mom's name is Peggy. And if you guys know anything about Hamilton, Peggy is one of the Schuyler sisters. And there's a part where she goes, "And Peggy."
Yeah.
And so I made Dave's mom a shirt that says "And Peggy."
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's a famous like quick line in the play. And yeah.
And there you go.
I love Hamilton so much.
It was amazing. Go see it. We'll talk about it later anyway.
Yeah, in our 2-hour, 4-parter yeah, podcast.
You're right. So
I'm gonna ask Lin-Manuel to be on it. I'm sure he'll do it.
Real quick, he's not doing anything before right now. We're done, since it's pretty much time. I guess I just wanna say listen to Retro on the spot. Also, listen to our friend Miranda's podcast. What are they called? Newport Babes?
I think so. They watch episodes of the OC and then talk about that episode they watched.
Yeah. Okay. So
I don't watch the OC, so I haven't listened to the podcast, but someday when I need to get into another show, I'll do it. I promise, Miranda, I do. I promise.
Yeah, which will be fun. Just something to do along the show. So, all right. Well, it's been nice. Welcome to season 5. Thanks for...
Season 5? Are you out of your mind?
Thanks for waiting patiently by your computer while we were doing nothing.
I know you guys have checked it every day. Yeah. Oh, not a new podcast yet.
Yeah.
Darn.
Yeah. Here we are.
It's been a slice.
It's been a... You've been our... We've been... Something's been a slice.
It's been real.
It's been real.
Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.